This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. Are you ready? Because here we go. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. I'm all about working hard and accomplishing what you want, but to do that, you need to sleep well and wake up well rested. Heston's deliver a world-class sleeping experience and have done so since 1852. Yes, that's right, six generations of handcrafted beds made from ethically sourced, pure natural materials. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. And Heston's can help you. Check them out at hestonsla.com. Thanks again, Heston's LA, for supporting our cause. Today's guest is a clothing designer, model, social media influencer, and lifestyle blogger living right by the beach in sunny Los Angeles. She used to have a regular 9-to-5 desk job, but loves her life much more now, working as a clothing designer and traveling the world as a model. She's a total family girl, growing up in OC as the oldest of four kids. Her mom is the reason for the start of her social media career. Her mom, Maria Montesami, got asked to be on the reality show Swedish Hollywood Wives in 2008, and from that on, our family has gotten so many opportunities to become our own entrepreneurs. Her name is Sara Montesami, and she loves adventure. As she puts it herself, life's too short not to enjoy all it offers. I love traveling, working out, trying new things, and spending time outdoors. Welcome, Sara.
Thank you.
So let's dive right into it. Who is Sara Montesami?
So I'm 26 years old. I'm living in LA. I'm actually from Orange County, went to school in San Diego. So from all that, you can tell that I'm a total beach girl. I just feel like living by the beach is just like the most blissful, amazing thing you can do. It's like I can even go 30 minutes inland to West Hollywood and I can just feel the difference. It's just like the way people drive, the way people like talk to you. And then it's like when you're in like by the beach cities, it's just like nice. Like it's just everyone's creative and fun. So I'm just so happy to be here in Venice. So right now I'm working on a clothing line. I'm blogging. I'm modeling. And I'm doing all that with my sister, who is also my roommate.
Oh, great. So how is it to live with your sister by choice?
I know, right? Everyone's always like, that's so weird. Like, how do you guys get along? And I'm like, actually, it's perfect because we grew up with the same rules. We both are like, clean. We both like do the same things. We have the same taste in a lot of the decorations and stuff like that. So in a way, I think it's like perfect. You know, and when we get mad at each other for about 5 minutes and we have to be together the whole rest of the day. So we're like, you know, let's just get over it. So move on.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I love living by the beach as well. I live in Marina del Rey and it's so great just waking up. You're by the beach. People are positive. The sun is shining.
Right?
You know, I'm so blessed coming from cold and rainy Sweden. This is amazing.
It's a world's difference.
It is. It is. How is it for you? You're half Swedish. So have you learned some Swedish and some Swedish tradition? How do you feel Swedish in a sense? Or
ja, jag känner mig jättesvenska. Jag kan prata lite svenska, jag förstår, men it just like I can't have that full conversation that I want to have. Like I want, I'd love to do this podcast with you in Swedish, but it's just like I can't get to my full conversation level with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I go to Sweden, I try to speak only Swedish, and I have friends who they don't speak to any English to me at all. So it's like I'm kind of forced to speak Swedish. And then with the Swedish tradition, I mean, eating Swedish meatballs. Is that a tradition? Because that's like definitely something that I like to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I do when I get to Sweden is there's this one restaurant called Riche, and then there's this other restaurant called Nybrogatan 38, and they have the best Swedish meatballs on the planet. So I always have to go there, and I just went last week, and it was so good.
Oh, cool. So you're just coming back from Sweden now?
Yeah, I actually just came back a couple days ago. Yeah.
Do you like Sweden compared to here?
So it's so different, and I love going there. I love being able to like be there for like a week or two at a time and meet up with all my friends, like, because it's so small. And when I go there, I go to Stockholm. So it's like I can even just go out to like one restaurant and I'll be like, oh, hey, that's like my friend Felicia or like whatever, you know. It's just like you run into everybody and it's just such a small little close-knit group that I've made over there. So I love going there. It's just like a second home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how has your life changed since your mom became a reality TV star in Sweden? We talked a little about it opened a lot of opportunities for you. Can you just talk us through how have your life changed since then?
I mean, it kind of came at the perfect time because when it came, I was just starting college. So when you start college, you don't really know exactly what you're going to do. You're kind of like, okay, I think I'm going to go this route, but you're not 100% sure, or at least I wasn't. So I got a major in communication, and then I kind of started with the whole, I loved sports. So I was kind of working as like marketing and advertising with sports companies and sports magazines. But then I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm not sure. And then from my mom's show, we got asked to do all these wonderful opportunities, like cool job things, like creating like purses and like watches, or not watches, a wallet, sorry. And like random little things, and blogging came up, and we're just like, okay, you know what? I think we can make a career out of this kind of stuff instead. And I love that kind of lifestyle because I love being able to like have my own schedule and like be as busy as I want to be. And like, if, you know, if I want to succeed, it's like I got to work harder to get to that point instead of sitting at an office from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock and just kind of like listening to somebody else all day.
Yeah, I get it. Like working for yourself and creating something, it's for me, it's something that I love, and I wouldn't want to do anything else because you can dictate your own schedule. And of course, you have to work hard if you want to reap the rewards of success, but at least you're doing it for yourself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I know I do so much better, and I know the clothing line that we're doing is doing so much better once we put in all the effort. You know, it's like if we slack a little bit, we won't get a lot of orders that week, you know?
So let's talk about the clothing line. Can you just talk through why did you guys decide to start it and what's your goal with it? And
so the clothing line started when my sister graduated college. She's 3 years younger than me. So then I quit my job, and then we're just like, you know what? Let's do a clothing line. Like, let's just go for it. And that's so scary because none of us have any design background. All we knew is like what fashion we like. And like, that's, we always got compliments on the blog, like, oh, I love your fashion, it's so cool and unique, blah, blah, blah. And all three of us always got those comments. So we're like, okay, so people like what we're doing, and like, I think there's a shot here. So we kind of just went downtown LA and thought we knew what we were doing. We would just go pick up rolls of material. We'd be walking around with like shorts and like flip-flops and like sunglasses, and then there'd be like homeless people all over being like, hey, like nice shorts, like all this stuff. And we're walking with these heavy rolls and we're like, what are we doing? This is definitely like, I know all the other people in this industry are, this is not what they're doing. So it's like, we're doing something wrong. So we kind of like ask around and nobody helps you. So it's kind of like, because people are very competitive in this world, especially in California. Like, if you want to go do something, you got to go do it yourself. So we kind of just made mistake after mistake after mistake until we figured out what works for us. And I think the best thing that I could recommend somebody else doing is instead of just starting something immediately yourself, start under somebody first to kind of get the idea and see how it exactly works and how the story goes. Mm-hmm. And then do it for yourself once you've kind of built an understanding of how everything goes. So that's the thing I would change.
So what was the, like, in the starting phase of your clothing brand, what was the biggest failure that you guys did, and what did you learn from that?
I mean, we lost a lot of money from, like, being too, okay, so say we would go to our sewer, and we would be like, okay, can you make this material in this blouse or whatever. So we would make a blouse, and then we would be like, okay, there's a certain things that like we don't really 100% love, and we're like, okay, I don't know, maybe that's not good, and we're like, oh no, I think it's good. So then we would go, and then we would get into production, and then those mistakes would always bother us, but then we were just like, still accepted it. So then in the end, that piece didn't sell because it probably bothered a lot of other people as well. So I think now it's like we've become perfectionists on each piece, spend much more time on each thing so we don't have to waste any money or extra production or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you're creating something because you're never done right. What is perfect? You always find these little things, but when it doesn't feel right to let it go, you have to sometimes be very hard, right? And no, this is not going to sell.
Exactly. And you can't just let anything slide by. You got to just be like, okay, you know, I'm not happy with this and I got to just fix it. But when you do that, you got to pay for every mistake. So it's like, with that, you got to go and you got to make a new sample, and then that costs another however many dollars. Yeah. And it's just a lot. Clothing is hard. Imagine how picky you are with like a pocket on your shirt. You know, it's like, I feel like so many guys are like, no, I don't like this little pocket. It's like, that's, girls are 10 times worse. So it's definitely hard, but it's a very fun project. And I see a lot of success in the future.
That's cool. So one of the things that I'm trying to do with my podcast is to help and inspire people to go after their dreams. And I think it has to start with some kind of confidence or self-belief. And how do you work with that? That's the tricky part, right? Especially when you're starting out. And I bet like a model, you start thinking about all these things. How do I look in this angle, in that angle? So how do you work with confidence on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, day-to-day basis, I mean, I just kind of like don't really bring myself down. Like I don't think too much about certain things. Like, I'm not like, oh God. I mean, right now, this outfit, it's not my favorite outfit. And I was like, oh, this is like horrible first impression. You do? I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I was like, you know what? I was like, it's okay. I was like, just come in there with confidence. Like, be me. It's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, if I'm not obsessed with my shirt right now, you know? And it's like, it's just like the little small stuff. I didn't think, don't take yourself too seriously. It's like, everyone has all their flaws. It's like, what you see on the outside is not fully what they are on the inside. It's like, you know, just understand that everyone has their little issues and so do you. And it's just like, you bring out what's best in others and what's best in you, and just, you know, be happy and like live life to the fullest.
It's okay not to be perfect, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm far, far from it. And I think that's a good thing. I think when people are too perfect and whatever, it's just like, is that really what you're like? Like, be you. Like, come on.
I know, but I think it's so difficult that some people that are listening now might say, it's easy for her to say, look at her Instagram. She's so beautiful, having so many beautiful pictures. She's traveling the world. But I mean, you're a person too, right? So you have your insecurities like everyone else.
Yeah, and I mean, I try to be as open as I can on my blog and my Instagram to show that it's not just the beautiful photos. Like when I do my stories and stuff, I mean, I'm wearing no makeup and I'm just kind of like cruising around, like laughing with my sister. Like, I'm not being 100% perfect. I mean, the photos, I try to take as good photos as possible on my Instagram, not to just brag and be like, oh, I can take great photos, but it's... Yeah. I mean, it has been kind of a job too with Instagram. It's like representing a lot of brands who want me to like showcase their clothes in like a nice way. So it's like, that's also a way of looking at it. Not just like, oh, like easy for her to say. Just,
yeah. No, you're right. You're doing the work, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely considered a job. It's like a fun job.
it's a great job. But I think it's not for everybody because there's so much work to put into it, right? Mm-hmm. I know. For example, every time when I take pictures for, I'm not the best at taking the most amazing picture, but my girlfriend she's amazing with her picture for social media, and she's always so picky in doing this and that. It's like, and I'm like, yeah, well, we have dinner right now in 5 minutes. It's like, no, one more time. So I understand it's a full-time job.
Oh yeah, and I mean, because now people's expectations have even changed, so it's like, when people post a certain photo, it's like, oh no, I don't really like that one because it's like off, you know? And it's just like, oh, like you didn't like that photo? And it's like, you know, people are still like picking out with their photos.
Yeah.
That's just how the times have changed, I guess.
So how was life growing up in OC. It's like the California dream lifestyle.
Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been there. I love it. I'm thinking about moving to Laguna when I have a family. So I love that area. Yeah.
I mean, Laguna Beach is the best. Like, it's just the most amazing place. It's so family. So, like, it's a perfect place to grow up. And my boyfriend would be mad at me for saying Laguna Beach because I'm from Laguna Niguel. But yeah. I, like, always hung out in Laguna Beach. And that's just, like, the most incredible spot. Like, Orange County is wonderful. But growing up, we started in Mission Viejo. I lived there until I was 8. And then we moved to Laguna Niguel. It's my mom, my dad, and then I have my 3 siblings, and then we have our 2 dogs. Yeah. And I mean, growing up has always been wonderful. Like, our family is so close, and that has always been so important to me. Like, even when I went to college, I would always come home, like, every other weekend, just to, like, hang out with the family. And everyone's always like, "Oh, you're such, like, a mommy's girl," which I am. And I was, like, proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. I met your mom. I had her on my podcast a couple of months ago, and it's incredible, you know. For me, she's kind of the role model for a good family, and like, I want to create a great family one day. So I really like how she carried herself. And now when I'm talking to you, you're very young, but you have that mindset. And where do you think that comes from? Like, having always this family in the center.
Like, I think it's so important. I mean, that's like, my mom is like, has made me who the person I am today. You know, it's like, I just feel like without family, I would be a completely different person, you know. And I just feel so lucky to be like so close with my sister and our sisters and my brother. And I treasure all that.
Yeah. And Your family still live in Laguna Beach? Or
in Laguna Niguel,
Yeah.
So we have had the same house since I was 8, and it's just been updated and updated over the years. So it's been, extended, and we have, like, a lovely pool and a super perfect entertaining backyard. Yeah. So it's so much fun. Han and I are actually, our birthdays are coming up right around the corner, so we're thinking about maybe having a little pool party over there. And then California, you can do that in this time of year. So.
I know. I actually love California this time of year. Summer is even too hot, but now it's like I can drive my convertible without getting headaches, because it's crazy, right? If it's too hot, you get headaches. But now it's perfect. You can wear like a shirt without sweating too much.
And,
It feels so great. You can work out at the beach. And
it's great. I love that you have a convertible. I feel like that's so Swedish of you.
I know. That was always my dream. It feels so great, you know, driving here from Marina del Rey to Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. Whenever we have Swedish friends coming in town from Sweden, they always rent a
Mustang, right?
Probably. Mustang convertible.
Yeah, I have a Mustang.
Why is it always a Mustang?
I don't know. I think it's like part of the American dream. Like, you see that on television and you want to have
it. It's always a Mustang convertible. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So do you have a convertible?
I used to. It was my first car.
Yeah.
BMW convertible. And that thing was top down every chance I could get. Yeah.
You look like a Jeep girl now. Like a sub.
Well, I have a... That's funny, because I have a Range Rover. Yeah. So, I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
Same, like, body shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I've always had little cars before, and then now I have a big car, and it's like, I don't think I can go back.
Yeah. So, goal settings. How do you work with goals?
I think it's important to set, like, big goals, long-term goals for yourself, and then also, like, daily goals. Yeah. You know, I'm very, very good with lists. I have a terrible memory. Like, forget everything. It's shocking. Like, you could be telling me something, and then 4 minutes later, I'm like, wait, what was it? And it's the most obvious thing. So I'm a list girl. So I create lists for myself with things that I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do today, and so I'm going to get done today. And then I have some bigger lists, like, on my computer, where I'm like, okay, where do I, like, what is the main thing? Like, what do I really want to do? And for example, with Montezami brand, we have our goals there. That's like, we don't want to just have it be only sold on Montezami brand. We want to have it be sold on a bunch of other people's websites, so there gets more traffic all over instead of just only our site, which is crazy. We need to definitely branch out. So we have stuff like that. But I think goals are so important.
Yeah.
If you want to succeed, you know?
Yeah. So what are your long-term goals? You were talking about long-term goals. What do you want to see yourself in maybe 5 or 10 years?
I mean, I just want to be a lot more successful. I want to have like a little more like stability with like the things that I'm doing, instead of have it just be like, because kind of every day it's so easy to just be like, okay, shoot, I forgot to do this. And like you kind of run out of time, like if you aren't like more strategic with your scheduling. Yeah. And I feel like in 5 years, I want to be like, okay, this is like, I'm more organized. I've gotten this done and this done. I want Montezami Brand to be successful. I want to definitely own a house by then, because I'm turning 27 next week. So I feel like to own a house in the next 5 years sounds about reasonable. So I think, and I will hopefully want to be married by then. I mean, I would hope I'd be married by then. Maybe even a kid. Definitely want to have like three or four kids. I love big families.
Yeah.
So hopefully, yeah, we'll see that. But definitely more organized, grown up individual.
Yeah. So goals are important. Is dreaming important too?
Yeah, I think when you need to be like realistic with your dreams, like, you know, just go for it. But, you know, don't be like shooting for something impossible, but like still go for something that, you know, in the long term will make you happy. Yeah, I think dreams and goals kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. And what is success for you? We're talking about, I want to be more successful in 5 years. So what is success for you? If an alien just drops down and don't know what it is, what would you tell? What is success?
I think success is like a package deal kind of thing. I think it's something where you're happy, where you're comfortable, where you're motivated, and like when you're surrounded by people who make you happy.
Yeah. It's kind of tricky, right?
Yeah. And yeah, it is hard to explain to an alien. I'm like,
No, I think the explanation was very good, but I think like to actually accomplish it takes a lot of work, right?
Yeah, definitely. And success is a lot of hard work, you know? Yeah. And it doesn't just come easily. You have to like actually put in the time, put in the effort if you want to get the result that you want to get.
That's great.
Hey.
So thanks for listening in. And again, a big thanks to our sponsor, Heston's Beds Los Angeles. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. Check them out at hestonsla.com. And if you have any questions and comments, please email us at info@ilsuccess.com. Also, don't forget to check out my book at thegoldbook.com. And if you like this podcast, share it with your friends and family. That's how we grow and that's how we can help more people. Thank you so much, Sara, for coming here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a good time.
Thank you.